Hey guys, Bella here. I know it's been a month or so since my last podcast. I just needed to come on here because I need to get some things off my chest. And of course, I'm drinking some wine, so this might be like a confession. Confession Thursday, even though I usually do them on Wednesday, like I used to do on my blog. But I don't even know where to start. So I had my birthday. That's one thing that I haven't talked about. I turned the big 37, and that was like what, 2 3 weeks ago, whatever. And I honestly wanted to go back home to Dallas, but I just decided to stay here. I've just been so busy at work and trying to hit my quota, so I was not trying to like go out of town. And when you're in sales, like it takes a lot of energy out of you, and so I was staying late after work and working through lunch sometimes and just really, grinding. So thankfully I hit quota like 2 days after my birthday, which was awesome. And my last day at my sales department was on Halloween, and I actually closed my last deal because I got promoted. So I was really pumped up about that. I started my new job. It's been 2 weeks now. I love it, and especially the money because it's a big jump in pay. And it's funny because all these months that I was looking for a job, I needed to be paid a certain amount of money so that I could be able to make ends meet. And granted, I took a pay cut and I was thinking about like, yeah, I just need to make really good commission checks and I'll be able to hit that goal of what I want to make. And the first month I was there, I hit quota. The second month I was there, I hit quota, which was October, my second month. And thankfully, they needed somebody to work in customer support. So I, pulled a few strings and I was like, well, I can do it, because they were also looking for a Spanish speaker and hello, I'm bilingual. And so, my VP, he was like pumped up and excited and he nominated me or whatever to get interviewed or whatever. So I didn't even have to like apply. I mean, I work for a startup, so everything's like kosher. Like, you don't really have to go through the whole normal things that you have to do with regular companies. But anyway, so I finally got promoted, and at first I wasn't sure I was gonna get it, and it's funny because I was doing so well with sales that I started to get like hyped up and like, I love this shit, I love sales, I love the high you get, you ring that bell and everybody cheers you on. And I remember one of the last days I was there, I brought my dog Monroe. And I was giving everybody high fives, and I was wearing these big boots or whatever, like ankle boots, and they're really high. And I had Monroe on a leash with me, because I don't let him go. Like I'm a control freak with my dog. Like I keep tabs on him, And I had him next to me, and I accidentally stepped on him. I stepped on him, and he just yelled. Everybody was like, "You're gonna kill your dog! Don't kill him, Monroe!" Oh my God. But I just love my job. Like my salespeople, they're the shit. Everybody's so hype, so supportive, so encouraging, so positive. It's just great, And so I love my job. Like it's just the best. Like I love the company. So I'm really happy that I'm here where I ended up. And let me take this leash off of him because it makes too much noise. All right, that's better. Anyways, so back to what I was saying. So I got promoted. So now going from sales, now I'm actually talking to people that signed up with us. So I'm doing the onboarding, welcoming them to the company. Doing like a 30, 45 minute training call with them And it's different, you know? It's not like I'm chasing them down and hunting them down, and I kind of miss that. But at the same time, I love it because it's a different change of pace. You know, it's more relaxed. I get paid really good money for my base pay. So it's more stable, you know? Like, stable income is right along the bracket that I was looking for when I was looking for a job. So I'm really happy that it you know, pretty much ended up working out. And the weird thing is that I'm in a different room now, so I'm not sitting where I used to sit with my work peeps, you know. So the first week and a half or whatever, I was having withdrawals. Like, I still am a little bit, because I, you know, I like to go back and say hi to my people. And it's funny because today, like, I was so happy because one of the last guys that I set up a demo with, I set up, you know, because you set up your appointments with the customers to sell them. So I set up this demo with this guy. His name is Doug or whatever. Anyway, so I could tell he needed it. You know, like, it's just one of those things where you talk to people and you're like, yeah, this guy's going to be a buyer. Like, I can tell he's interested. Like, he's good to go. So even though I went over to that other department, like, I stayed on top of him, and I even made sure to give the lead over to my friend Brian. And today he ended up closing that deal. And so I was pumped. I was so pumped up about that. So I was like, hell yeah. So it still felt like I got a deal today in a way, you know? So I'm really happy that that I stayed on top of that. And yeah, and then the other day, this other lady that I set up a demo with, I don't know, she's weird. She emailed me back yesterday saying, like, if I sign up tomorrow, can I go live tomorrow or whatever? And I told her, yeah, I'll do the training call with you, you know? But of course she went silent again. She's just weird, whatever. But anyways, so things have been going really well at work. I started doing my trainings this week with my customers. So it's just easy, you know. It's, I already know technology. The app that we have is pretty amazing. And so it's just nice. It's just a really nice change of pace. But I just also want to switch it over to what's been going on with me dating wise. So let's talk about that next, in the next segment. All right. So I don't even know how to even start this. Blame it on the alcohol. So we are in Mercury retrograde. I do want to address that because, you know, last time that I went through Mercury retrograde a couple months ago, I decided to let go of my ex-boyfriend, you know, to where I even burned his letters, you know, and that was a huge, huge step for me. And I healed, you know, I healed from that situation. I felt like I learned a lot from not going back to my past, you know, and just moving forward. And so I felt like it was a good Mercury retrograde. This time, however, Mercury retrograde creeped up on Halloween, and it's not going to be over until next week in a couple of days, 6 days from now. So almost a week. And I never thought that this Mercury retrograde will prompt me to really start letting go of somebody that I really adored and cherished. And I just, it's just really hard because I didn't think that it was going to happen this soon. But it happened, you know. So I really felt hard for this guy, and I'm not going to say his name or anything, but let's just call him Robert. So Robert and I got to know each other these past few months. I'm not going to say how we met because it's irrelevant. But I don't know, like, I just felt like him and I had this kindred spirit connection. If I would think something, he would automatically tell me he was thinking the same thing. Like, we're in sync, you know. And it's crazy. Like, it's crazy how in sync we were and our vibe was like off the chain. I mean, people were noticing at work or whatever. Shit. So yeah, like, yeah. So yeah. So I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm probably gonna like pause this right now and re-record. Oh my god, this is the alcohol. Okay. So yeah, people at work would notice we work together, and I mean, I mentioned it in one of my last podcasts. I have a crush on somebody that I work with, and it's funny because one of my friends, he doesn't work there anymore, but he, him and I hit it off really good. He's like one of my gay friends or whatever now. He's really cool. But he would tell me, like, so-and-so asked me if you were dating, you know, Robert. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. Because this one girl asked me and he told her, no, I don't think so. And she was like, oh, I thought maybe they were. So anyways, so it was obvious to a lot of people that something was happening. And that's the thing about energy, is when you match your energy with somebody, it's obvious. I mean, it's, you can't hide it. People are just able to pick up on it, you know? Anyways, so long story short, a couple weeks went by. I was brave enough to tell him how I felt. And it hurt at first because, like, he told me right off the bat, like, no, it can't happen. Sorry. Like, we shouldn't date people you work with. It never works out, right? But I wanted to, like, be brave and just let him know, like, okay, well, life is short and I'm not gonna, like, not tell them how I feel and then wonder one day, what if I would have said something? Like, I'm not that type of person. I'm in sales. Like, I'm a go-getter. Like, if I see something I want, I go after it. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. I just go after it. That's who I am. And so, anyways, so basically, a couple weeks, you know, went by or whatever, and we're still trying to get to know each other. And I started to notice how he came off, like, very confident, you know, but I started to notice that he was very insecure. And I dated a guy 2 years ago, back before I even moved to Austin, who was very insecure. And he reminded me a lot of that ex-boyfriend that I had. And it also stems from, like, childhood, you know, because my ex-boyfriend had a lot of trauma from his dad, like, mistreating him and verbally abusing him, and I think even physically, and to where, like, he couldn't love me the way that he could have, because he didn't believe in himself. He would talk bad about himself. He would tell me, like, you know, like, I don't deserve you, you know, things like that, this ex-boyfriend that I had. And I couldn't say anything to convince him otherwise, even though I saw him in a different way. Like, it's like you could talk to your blue in the face and, like, that person somehow has it ingrained in their head that they're not good enough. And that was really sad, you know, because I felt like that was a big barrier between us, where he wouldn't let me love him like I wanted to. So I couldn't be in love with him because he wouldn't allow me to love him, if that makes sense. So that was, like, one of my previous ex-boyfriends. But my last ex-boyfriend, I really was in love with that guy. And, you know, a part of me is always going to still be in love with him. But it was a different dynamic. Like, he had other issues and I had other issues too, and it was just not going to work out with that recent ex-boyfriend. So basically, he reminded me a lot of my ex from 2 years ago, where he had that trauma, you know, that healing that he needs to work through so that he's able to be in a relationship and like love people, you know what I mean? But I started to notice he's insecure. If I would compliment him or tell him something, he would be like second guessing it. He would be like, do you mean that? You know, so it was just like, of course I mean it. I don't say things to people and not mean it. Like, that's not who I am. So when I say something, I mean it, you know, like G-Eazy. I love him, by the way. But anyways, probably going to play that song next. But anyways, I just felt like things were going good for a time. But then I started to notice the layers, like, okay, he's insecure. And he's also a little bit jealous, which I felt like it was almost like he was projecting onto me what he was feeling. Because I would literally be texting my friend, and he would automatically think that I was texting somebody that I'm supposedly dating or something. And I was like, dude, no. Not at all. And when people act like that, it's because they're usually like that because they're doing stuff like that. You know what I mean? And so when they're making you look like you're doing something wrong, it's because they're projecting onto you, you know, because they're doing that or whatever. But I was trying to take it in stride, and I was just trying to give him a chance. And I was just like, okay, well, he's just trying to get to know me. He's trying to get comfortable and like getting to know me and see if he can trust me, right? So I wasn't trying to hold that against him, because everybody has their own things that they have to work through, their own weaknesses, and maybe this is just his, you know? So I was willing to overlook that. But it got to the point where he started becoming disrespectful. He would start cursing at me, even at work, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, and it's one of those things where it's so bizarre and out of control and so stupid that I can't even get angry. I'm just like in disbelief that this is even happening, to where I can't even get mad. I'm just like, are you serious right now? Anyway, so I addressed that with him several times. Like, hey, when you talk to me and you're upset, I need you to not curse at me. Like, that's unacceptable. Like, for me, that's like a deal breaker, you know? And I try to tell that to him, like, don't curse. If you're upset, like, take a breather, come back. And the things that he would get upset about, I'm just like, you can talk through that. You don't have to curse. Like, why are you being so extra? You know what I mean? And so I was just like, I don't understand. And he did that like 3 times where he cursed at me after I already told him, like, don't talk to me that way. You need to like collect your thoughts, calm down, whatever you need to do, but use your words, but don't curse, you know? And I don't know, that was like a red flag for me too, because I was just like, if he's getting upset about something so small like this, or if he can't express how he feels without cursing, how is it going to be in the future when something really major goes down? You know, is he going to like lose his shit, you know, like get violent? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if this is how he's acting now and I'm barely getting to know him, oh my God. Like, it just sounds like it's going downhill real fast. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I was just trying to give him a chance, you know, like, okay, maybe this is something that he just needs to work on, and maybe with time or whatever, he'll work on it and get better at it. But at least he knew that I don't like that. Don't talk to me that way. It's not necessary, you know, it's really not. It's not necessary. But on the other hand, the good parts about seeing him, he made me feel like I was on a cloud. Like, when it was good, he was just like so sweet. Text me in the morning, he would say, good morning, beautiful. just very attentive, you know, and I just love that. Like, I love a guy to be attentive to me and, like, you know, hype me up just as much as I'm hyping him up, you know. And it was good. Like, he took me out for my birthday. We had a great date. Like, it was awesome. I just felt like this is going really good, you know. But I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm a Scorpio, so I overanalyze a lot of things because I'm very observant. And this person, he's a Virgo, so, like, he also overanalyzes a lot of things. So anyways, so I just felt like, I don't know, like, maybe we started to overthink things. I don't know, but somewhere something went awry and, like, he just started pulling away. And I noticed it, like, around the end of the month. I started to notice it little by little. And then last week, he was just, like, coming up, like, coming in hot towards me, to where I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I was reading too much into things. Maybe everything's cool now. I just felt like he was very hot and cold, you know. And this past week, he was, like, calling me baby for the first time and, you know, telling me that he can't wait to be with me after work or whatever. And I was just kind of like, oh, okay. I don't know. Like, it just, I felt like he led me on with his word, basically. And I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things where you're thinking something's going somewhere because, for the most part, things are going good. And you're still trying to accept that person, no matter what, if they have faults or whatever. Everybody has their own baggage. And somehow I just felt like, I don't know, I just felt like it was just going down the wrong path last week, like, whenever we were together. And then he started saying he's confused and, like, he's not sure if he's willing to get himself into a relationship type of thing because of not having a good example with his own parents, or I don't know, like, just having fear, I guess, overall of, like, what a relationship entails, you know, commitment, being held accountable, all those things. But all the while I'm thinking, okay, I'm sorry, but isn't that the goal of dating? Like, I had to ask him, what do you think dating is? Like, what's the goal of dating? And he tried to say, like, oh, when you get to know each other and have fun. I go, wrong. Wrong answer. I told him the goal of dating is to be in a relationship. That's usually, for the most part, why a lot of people want to date, because they want to find somebody eventually that they can be with. Yeah, they might, you know, fool around and have several partners and go on dates and be a serial dater. But for the most part, like, at least I would say 80 to 90% of people, they want a relationship. That's why they go on dating sites, you know, to find somebody that they can spend their time with, somebody that's going to reciprocate the same feelings that they're putting out there. And all the while, I'm just wondering, why are you now pumping the brakes, so to speak? You know, like, why are you pumping the brakes now when this whole time I thought that we were on the same page, like, going on dates, spending time together, texting each other good morning, trying to make each other happy? And I don't know where it just fell to shit. Like, I don't know where it went wrong, honestly. Like, I'm just, like, confused. Because I'm like, wait, you're confused? Like, I don't understand. Like, why are you hyping me up every morning then? If this is not what you wanted, then why did you get to this place where now you're like, well, I don't know. Why did you call me baby? I mean, come on. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just a disconnect. There's a disconnect, and I don't understand why it got there and then it just fell apart. I just don't get it, because I felt like deep down I try to break down his walls and let him know, like, I'm not just gonna like treat you like you're nothing at the end. Like, my feelings are true, you know, like I'm not lying to try to get you to like me and then walk away from you. Like, I'm not going anywhere, you know, like I have genuine feelings for you. And they're really intense feelings, by the way. Oh my gosh. So I just haven't felt like this for anybody in a long time. Yeah, I mean, I fell in love with my ex last year or whatever, but this even felt even stronger than that. And it's not every day that you meet somebody that you click with and that you have these feelings for, and you feel it, you feel their energies vibing with you. You know, it's not every day you find that. So I just felt like it, I honestly feel like he took it for granted. He took it for granted. He got comfortable or something, I don't know. And he probably thought, oh, well, this girl likes me too much, I'm not interested anymore. And that's the thing about Virgos. I fucking knew it. Like, Virgos lose interest really quickly. I dated one before and I crashed and burned from that experience. And I knew this was going to be a possibility with him because I've dated a Virgo before. Like, I know how they are. And now that I see this unfolding, I'm just like, I fucking knew it, dude. I fucking knew it. Like, oh my God. I knew it. Like, it's so frustrating. I just don't know. I just don't know. But I'm the type of person that I'm not going to force anything. It's like, how did we get this far without me forcing anything? And if you were, you know, willing to go along for the ride, and now we're at this crossroad where you don't know where to go. And I told him, if you don't know what you want to do, then you need to figure it out, you know, because I feel like I know what I want. I told him from the get-go, like, hey, I like you. I think you're cute. We vibe, you know, like, I love your energy. You make me laugh. Like, I have fun with him. Like, he brought joy to my life. But somewhere along the way, it just started becoming confusing. And, like, it's all him. Like, he has a lot of stuff that he needs to deal with. And maybe letting go of the past, you know. Like, a lot of people, when they're dating, sometimes we tend to stick to the past because that's all we know. And we kind of use that as a wall to protect ourselves. But honestly, it's like, you got to let go of those walls, because it's like, how are you going to be able to grow and like move on to the next thing if you're always bringing your baggage with you? You know, like, oh, well, it didn't work out with this person, so how do I know you're not going to be like that person? Just don't even like bring that to the table. Let it go. You know, like, you got to heal from that experience from the past in order for you to just give that next person a clean slate, like a fair chance, you know? So I almost felt like every time I was trying to interact with him, it was like he had a lot of hurt that he was holding on to. And it's like, just like my last ex-boyfriend from 2 years ago, like, I can't love you or, you know, be in a potential relationship with you if you're just holding on to your hurt and pain and thinking that I'm not going to be there for you when I am. I'm already there. Like, I'm trying to show you that I am. So deep down, I know it's not all about me. I know that he has his own shit that he needs to work through. But at the same time, like, because we're just in this gray area of dating, like, I get the feeling that he is seeing somebody else, you know? And I told him that today, like, hey, just be honest with me, because if you're frustrated with me or whatever, if you're acting like I'm bothering you, then that means that there's probably somebody in the picture, you know, because up until this point, he's never talked bad about me or like said anything critical towards me until this week. We talked the other day and he just started talking bad about my blog and like saying that I just fall for these guys. I don't know, like, I guess he made it sound like compared to him, like, I just gush over these guys. And I told him, first of all, if I blog about these things, it's because I have an audience and like I like to, you know, share my experiences so that people can relate to me. And I'm not here to just give away like how I'm feeling, to just be like a schoolgirl. I want people to hear me out and relate to me, and the, we can connect in that level. And that's it, you know, that's all it is. And also, I told him, like, and don't criticize me, because the last time I fell in love, yeah, with my recent ex-boyfriend, I was in love with him. But before that, I didn't fall in love for like the past 10 years, which was my first love. I haven't been in love since I was 26. Like, that was the last time I was in love with him. And we broke up when I was 26. You know what I mean? So it's been a long time. And it's not like I just fall in love with whoever comes next. That's not how I operate, you know? And so then he finally, you know, took a step back and was like, okay, yeah, maybe you're right. Like, maybe I shouldn't pick at that. And I'm thinking, yeah, you shouldn't, like, the fuck, you know? And what was really weird is that he told me something about, like, you just seem like a girl that would be high maintenance. Like, not high maintenance, but he kind of made it sound like I would be hard to please, which is far from the truth. Because he said, you know, because sometimes you say, like, oh, I gave you a foot rub, and where's my foot rub? And honestly, you guys, I've never even touched his feet. So I don't know, he got me confused with another girl. But I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I never even touch your feet. Like, I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. And it's like, is he talking to that many girls that he, you know, he's getting the stories mixed up? Because I have no idea what he's talking about. I've never touched his feet. And I'm not the type of person to be like, oh, I'm going to give you this and I expect this. You know, I'm not that type of person. So I was like, I don't even know where you're coming from with this, but I'm not that type of person. And I told him, I don't need you to make me happy. I'm already a happy person. Because he tried to say, like, you just make it sound like I can never make you happy. I told him, I don't need you to make me happy. I'm a happy person from the get-go. I am. I don't need a man to make me happy. I don't need you. You know, like, if you walk away today, I'm still happy by myself. That's true. That's the truth, you know? And of course, you know, it hurts. You know, nobody likes to go through this rejection, like, sucky feeling or whatever. But I know I'm, at the end of the day, I'm going to be okay. And the one thing that I just felt that really did it for me, like, nailed to the coffin type of shit, was I was trying to leave his place. I thought we left on a good note. And he did not want to walk me out to my car. And I get it if he, you know, he wasn't feeling well, whatever. But I'm just like, okay, really? Like, you're not going to walk me to my car? Like, that's really shitty, you know? Or, like, walk me to your door, you know, like, so I can leave your apartment. And I told him, when you leave my apartment, I walk you to my door. You know, it's like a courteous thing. My friends come over, I walk them to the door. It's just being courteous, you know? And he was so disrespectful. He started cursing and yelling. And I'm just looking at him like, why are you cursing and yelling? Like, you sound so immature. That's what I was thinking in my head. Like, you sound so fucking immature right now. And I really wanted to go off on him and tell him, fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you are? You're not all that. But it's so stupid and so asinine that I was just like, this is not even worth my energy. Like, this is such petty bullshit that I just removed myself from the situation and I just left. I didn't even say bye. I just, like, turned around, walked my fine ass out the door, like Lizzo says. And I walked out of there, let the door slam, and I was like, fuck you. This is what I was thinking in my head. Fuck you. Like, are you fucking kidding me? A girl should not be asking a guy to walk her to the fucking door in their apartment. No, that just doesn't happen. Or, you know, if we make up and I want to kiss you, you shouldn't be, like, not wanting to kiss me. Because he didn't kiss me. And I'm just kind of like, to me, like, it's just like, why? And he was trying to say some excuse about, oh, you know, because if I kiss you, you're going to hold it against me, as if I'm some immature chick. Like, I would never hold nothing against anybody just because they kiss me. That makes no sense. The only thing that I will hold against him is, don't tell me things that are leading me on if you don't mean them. I mean, I think that's valid. Anybody in their right mind would say those things. Like, if you don't mean something, don't say it. Like, why? Why even bother? That's the only thing that I would call him out on. Not, oh, well, you kissed me, so why are you saying you want to be friends and then last week you kissed me? I'm not that type of person to fucking do that. Like, I don't know who he's dealing with who's immature like that, but this girl, me? No, I'm not going to ever throw that against somebody and say, well, you did this and blah, blah, blah. Like, no. So to me, deep down, that translates into him potentially seeing somebody else, and he's trying to be faithful to that person by not, you know, acting out and kissing me or whatever. So I left out of there, dude. I was just like so over it. Like, and then he tried to text me some bullshit text, not even an apology, just, oh, you know, I don't feel well, and, you know, hopefully we can still be grateful for each other's company, or I don't know what the fuck he said. But he didn't even say, I'm sorry. He just basically said, if it means that much to you for me to walk you to the door, then I will do it. Really, it's a little bit too late for that, because I'm at the point now where, no, you know what? I don't need you to walk me out to your fucking door, because I'm never going to come back to your apartment ever. Ever. At this point, like, I am fed up. I've never been disrespected like that before, ever. And I'm not going to start now. Like, why would I let a guy treat me like that? And it's sad, because it's like, did he not get, you know, good manners from his family to teach him manners, or you know, being courteous? I don't know. But you don't treat people like that, especially somebody that you're interested in dating. And to me, that just screams that he's just not wanting to date me. You know, like, I get it. He doesn't have to say it. It's obvious in his actions. I don't want to date you. You don't mean shit to me. I don't care to walk you to your car. And I told him, I want you to walk me to my car because I would feel safe. I've had problems in the past, and it makes me feel safe when somebody walks me to my car. I mean, I'm a woman. That's a valid point, you know? But for him to say excuses like, oh, well, we're in a good neighborhood. Like, that shit does not matter. Crime does not have an address, okay? And it's just being courteous to that person. That's it. Like, it's just common sense. And I'm sure, like, if his mother would come into town, he will walk her to her car. So why can't he do the same for me if he's trying to get to know me and claim that he wants to, like, date me eventually or whatever the hell? So anyways, it came crashing down right in the Mercury retrograde period, and it is what it is, and I'm done. Like, I didn't think this was going to happen. I mean, it sucks, you know, that it happened the way that it did, but deep down, like, even if he's supposedly not dating anybody, like, he claims he's not, I just feel so disrespected, and, like, I don't deserve to be mistreated that way. Like, I don't deserve it. I've been nothing but a good person towards him. I've listened to him when he needed to talk to somebody. I fucking baked cookies even when we weren't even dating. And I brought it to work. Like, here, have a cookie. And that's the thing, too. It's like, I just feel like I've done a lot of things to be able to, for us to date and everything, and he just took it for granted or didn't even show he appreciated it. And it's funny because I saw him the other day texting somebody, and for him to try to claim that he's not talking to anybody, it's like, if you're not texting me, who are you texting? You know, I'm sure you're not texting a guy. So, girls, we always have this intuition, and I just feel it. I feel like he's already onto somebody else, and that's fine. You know, we're able to date whoever we want. You know, I'm gonna keep dating whoever I want, but it's just one of those things where my eyes are wide open now, and I've come out of this period where I'm not looking at things with rose-colored glasses anymore. Like, I'm wide awake now, and I just feel like I'm back to my old self, you know? Like, I'm back to the Bella who I used to be, that is no longer under a crush spell, you know? Like, I'm alert now, and now I'm really seeing the signs. And he's made it easier for me, honestly. He's made it so much easier for me to move on, because he was being such an ass towards me. And it's almost like he's trying to make me feel bad for wanting to be respected. And it's like, no, you're not going to make me feel bad. You're an idiot if you think that it's okay to treat a woman like that and think she's still going to stick around. Go ahead and keep dating those 23-year-olds, you know, because they don't know shit about life for the most part, or relationships. And maybe you feel like a man if you keep dating those girls, because they don't challenge you like I did, you know? Because I need a man that's gonna be a grown man who can have deep conversations without getting angry like a little boy, who's not gonna be cursing at me just when I'm even trying to express how I'm feeling, and he cuts me off and tries to like bash what I'm saying. It's like, can you just shut the fuck up and let me talk, you know? And walk me to my fucking car, or walk me to the fucking door inside your apartment. I'm not asking for you to move a mountain, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, I'm not even asking you a lot from you. It's just meet me halfway. Compromise, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't compromise with somebody, especially when being a host and walking them out of your door, then you have no business trying to date somebody to essentially be in a relationship. You're not ready for a relationship. You're just not. And that's okay. If you're not ready for a relationship, then say that. Don't try to lead somebody on and call them baby, and like, I can't wait to be with you after work, and let's go to dinner, and then change your mind again. Who the fuck has time for that? I don't have time. I need consistency. I need a guy to stick to his fucking plans. If we're gonna do something, we're gonna do it, and I'm not gonna hear this back and forth, because otherwise he sounds like he's bipolar, to be honest with you. And that's all. That's all I'm going to say. I know I said a lot, but I just wanted to get it out. Because I fucking hate dating. I hate it. I wish that more people would just really say what they feel without manipulating or like trying to get you to do what you want them to do. Like, just be honest. If you want me to just be your fuck girl, then tell me that. That way I can make a decision and say, yeah, I want to do that. Sure, let's just be fuck buddies. Or just don't do anything to make me think that you want a relationship, and then try to bash me for going along with where you're heading us. You know, like, you're leading us towards this state where we're potentially going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, and then you back out. Like, that just makes no sense. So yeah, so I'm thankful that I dodged a bullet. I feel like this guy was just unstable, not knowing what he wants. Whatever it is with him, he just needs to figure that stuff out on his own, just like my ex. Figure that shit out on your own. Leave me out of it, and that's it. You know, it's a wrap. Anyways, so that's all I wanted to say about that, but I just, if you stuck, this long with me on the phone, I mean, on the phone, on my podcast, I really appreciate it. I don't know when I'll come on here next, but yeah, I just wanted to share that, and I hope that you guys are having a good week, and I don't know, maybe the next episode I'll do another Sex and the City podcast, but yeah, I think this concludes this episode, and yeah, I think we're good.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.